At the end of last week's shiur, we mentioned something about Purim. I had actually wanted to discuss something else about Purim, and it turns out that what I left off last week will have a connection with the shiur of Rav Schlesinger of this week. Last week was Purim Katan, and it was the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal, the Rav of Kaladas Yeshurun in Washington Heights. And there is someone who sends around halachas every day, daily halachas, and he included a Dvar Torah on Purim from Rabbi Schwab, a beautiful Dvar Torah, and it has to do with the Eitz Hadas. We know that Adam and Chava, they sinned in Parshat Bereishis from eating from the Eitz Hadas. What they ate was not an apple, as Hollywood portrays it, but we're going to discuss later in the shiur, according to one pshat, it was the chita, it was a wheat from which bread is made. But how is this negea to Purim? So we find the Gemara. The Gemara says, Haman Minatora Minayin. Where's there a remez? Where's there a hint to Haman from the Torah? So the Gemara answers, Shenemar Hamin Ha'etz. It says that Hashem said to Adam, "Did Hamin Ha'etz, from the tree that I told you not to eat from, did you eat?" So the letters Hey Mem Nun, you have different nekudos, but the letters are the same. Haman is Hey Mem Nun, and Hamin is also Hey Mem Nun. So that's a remez to Haman from the Torah, and that is why Haman and his 10 children were hung up on a tree. Why was it so important to hang them up on a tree? Because there's a hint to Haman from the Torah connected to the tree, the Eitz Hadas. But Rabbi Schwab wants to get a deeper understanding. Well, it's very nice. What does it mean that Haman is a rem as a hint from the tree, the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge? So Rabbi Schwab says a beautiful pshat. If we were to ask someone, what would you say is like the easiest aveira that was done in the whole Torah? The answer to that question, it would seem, would be the Eitz Hadas. Why? Because usually when you do an aveira, it's to rebel against Hashem. And that's why a person, unfortunately, gets punished. But here, what was the whole purpose of eating from the Eitz Hadas? The whole purpose, the Pasuk says, is to be like Hashem, to know the difference between good and evil. So it's an aveira that a person is doing because the person wants to become greater. The person wants to be like Hashem. So that, it's an aveira. Hashem said not to do it. But we would look at it like a very holy aveira because the person is striving to be like Hashem, to know the difference between, he doesn't want to rebel against Hashem, he wants to be like Hashem. But Hashem said don't do it, so it was still wrong. Now, says Rav Schwab, what can come out from such a holy, let's call it a holy aveira, that generations and generations later can come out the worst aveira that a person can do in this world? Because the worst aveira is murder. What is even worse than murder? To murder a whole people. And what is worse than murdering a whole people? To murder the Am HaNifchar, the chosen people of Hashem. When Haman wanted to do Lahashmid, Laharug, Laabid, Eskol HaYudim, when he wanted to destroy all the Jews, so he was going to, Chas V'Shalom, do the worst possible genocide that any person in the history wanted to do, like comparable to what Hitler, Yimach Shemai, did, the final solution of the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, Haman min HaTorah minayin. If you want to know from the Chumash, what was the source that eventually led to Haman? The source was that holy aveira of Hamin HaEitz. Did you eat from this tree? I told you not to. So what are you saying, Adam and Chava? You wanted to be like Hashem. You wanted to know the difference between good and bad. That's why you did it for a holy purpose. But I told you not to. And you know what can come out if you deviate from the will of Hashem, even on a quote, holy Avera, an easy Avera. Generations later, that can turn into the worst Avera imaginable, the Avera that Haman wanted to do to destroy the Aman Nifchor. So Haman's source is from the tree. It teaches us that a person has to be very careful, even with little things, even with things they think, oh, it's not such an Avera, or maybe even I have a very good reason why I'm doing the Avera. If Hashem says don't do it, the answer is don't do it, because from this can come out the worst possible Avera. And it's interesting that the shir we're going to say from Rav Schlesinger has to do also with the Eitz HaDaas, and it's also something, it's something that we have to think about. It seems to be a very light thing. Rav Schlesinger is going to go into it a little deeper, and we'll see it's not so light and something we should be conscious of. And this is the eating of mezonos rolls. The name of the shir is Lessons to be Learned from the Sin of the Eitz HaDaas and Mezonos Rolls. Now, what does mezonos rolls have to do with the Eitz HaDaas? So let's begin the shir. The beginning of last week's parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, is about giving the Machzis HaShekel, which we spoke about in last week's shir, the half shekel, which was used for the purchase of the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. And after that, there is another parsha. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar v'asisa kior nechoshes v'kanoi nechoshes l'rochza. That Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe that he should make a vessel with which Aaron and his children would wash their hands before they did the avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now it says that it should be made out of copper, the vessel itself, and the kanoi, what it rests on, should be made out of copper. It's interesting that it says it twice. It repeats it twice. It could have put it all together. Vasisa kior v'kanoi nechayshes. No, it says it twice. Kior nechayshes, kanoi nechayshes. Trying to stress something here, as we'll soon see. Now, in the morning, people who say korbanos, that's before Bar Shamar, we list all of the sacrifices that were brought into Beis HaMikdash. So one of the things that we speak about is the kior, is this vessel that was used to wash the hands before the Kohanim did the avoda. The question is, why is this keli put in Parshas Kisisa? All the kelim were written in Parshas Truma. Parshas Tetzaveh was about the big day kohana, the clothing that the Kohanim used to wear, what the Kohen Gadol used to wear. So this is something about, it's a keli used in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Why wasn't it put together with the other kelim in Terumah? Or at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, we have, we also have the Mizbeach Hazov, the golden Mizbeach is written at the end of Tetzaveh. So either in Truma or Tetzava, why is it all by itself in Parshas Kisisa? And if it is already in Parshas Kisisa, why is it not at least at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa? Then it would follow right away from Truma and Tetzava. No, first came the Machzis HaShekel, then comes the Kior, this keli that was used for washing their hands. So the Sipurna asked this question, and he says that the kior was different than all the other kelim, because the purpose of the kior was to prepare the kohen for the avoda. The menorah, the candelabra, and the shulchan, which had on it the table that had on it the lechem aponim, and the aron, these were real kelim, and this keli was only a preparation for the other, for the avoda. So therefore, it's not listed together. But then again, that answers why it's not in Parshas Truma. But why is it not at least in Parshas Tetzaveh, as we said, connected with the Mizbeach HaKtoras? And if it's a preparation, so again, let it be in Parshas Tetzaveh, because when you wear the Big Day Kohuna, that's also a preparation. You cannot do the avodah unless you wear the special begadim. The kohen hedjia, the plain kohen, wore 4 begadim. A kohen gadol wore 8 begadim, but that was necessary. Just like you have to wash your hands. If a kohen did avodah without washing his hands, he could be chayiv misa, death. If he did it without the big day kohen, also it's necessary. So if it's a necessary preparation. So then again, put it into Parshas Tetzaveh with the Big Day Kuna, which you need for a preparation to do the Avodah. So the Chassam Sofer wants to offer a reason why it's not put in Truma Tetzaveh, and it's put in Parshas Kisisa. And he says that after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe said that Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people, and he wanted the Jewish people to come out of Moshe. So Moshe said, if you're going to do that, if you're not going to forgive the Jewish people, then erase me from the Torah. So Hashem forgave the Jewish people, but if a tzaddik says something, erase me, Hashem had to fulfill it. A tzaddik who says something, even if it's on a condition, right? Moshe said, if you are not going to forgive the Jewish people, then erase me. Hashem did forgive the Jewish people, so that Moshe should not be erased. But when a tzaddik says something, even on a condition, Hashem has to fulfill what he said. So therefore, what did Hashem do? He's going to take him out, we know, from Parshas Tetzaveh. If you look at Parshas Tetzaveh, you will not find Moshe's name mentioned. It turns out, why Tetzaveh? So it turns out that Tetzaveh always comes out Zayin Adar, which is the day that Moshe was born. That's the day he died. So we have a mention of Moshe during the week of Zayin Adar. This is Moshe's birthday. This is the yard site. He was Nifter on the same day that he was born. So even though he's not mentioned in the Parsha, but we talk about Moshe during the week. But the Chassam Sofer says an interesting thing, that Moshe isn't even mentioned in Parsha's Truma. The only place that Moshe is mentioned in Parshas Truma is right the first pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem, Amoshe Lamar, gather together the 13 different materials from which the Mishkan was made. The rest of the Parsha, you don't find Moshe's name. So it comes out that the entire making of the Mishkan, from the beginning of Parshas Truma till the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe's name, except for that first pasuk in Truma, Moshe's name is not mentioned. So where does he get his mention again? By the Kiyor, there we do find, as we mentioned the pasuk, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar, Vasisa Kiyor Nechoshes V'chanoi Nechoshes Arachta. There Moshe's name is mentioned. So it's interesting. The Kiyor is separated as a keli from the other vessels, which are mentioned in Truma. And it's also interesting that Moshe's name appears nowhere in connection with making any of the vessels and any of the big day kunin in Parshas Tetzaveh. Where does Moshe's name come up again? By the Kiyor, which is separated and put into Parshas Kisisa. So the Chassam Sofer says it makes a lot of sense, because in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, there, it all has to do with the Chet HaEgel, says the Chassam Sofer. In Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, because of the Chet HaEgel, my name should be excluded, there we can't mention his name. But the Kiyor, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do at the Kiyor? It says that he took water from there, and he took the egel. It says Vayashkes b'nei Yisrael. He gave the Jews to drink. He wanted to see which one sinned with the chet egel or not. He took the egel, the golden calf, and he burnt it and he ground it up and he put it into the water. The water was taken from the kiyor, from this basin, and he gave it to drink to b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says why. Nischavein leboitkam kesoites. That's what you do by a woman who is suspected that she had an illicit relationship. She's a married lady, and she says, no, I didn't do anything wrong. So we check her by giving her this water. If she didn't do anything wrong, she'll live. And if she did something wrong, she will die a horrible death. So we used to take the name of Hashem, and he used to erase it and put it in the water, and she had to drink this water. So he wanted to check them like a soita. And as a result, certain people died, whoever was involved with the Chet HaEgel, and the rest of the Jewish people survived. So Moshe here helped to bring a forgiveness to the Jewish people by making them drink this water, which the Egel was mixed into it, like you find similar by a woman who's a Sota. The woman who's a Sota is checked by the water that comes from the Kier. So now Moshe's name should be mentioned. In Truman Tetzaveh, which was my name, I don't want it mentioned, which itself was a forgiveness for the Chet HaEgel, his name is not mentioned. Parshas Kisisa, that speaks about the Kior, from which the Sotos were checked with this water, and for which Moshe Rabbeinu checked the Bnei Yisrael, he was treating the Bnei Yisrael like a woman who was suspected of doing something wrong. Each Jew was suspected that maybe they did the Chet HaEgel. So therefore, here Moshe's name is mentioned, because now that he did something positive to stop the anger of Hashem against the Yisrael, now we're going to mention Moshe's name. So Rav Schlesinger, as usual, wants to go into this a little deeper, and it's interesting to find the connection between the drinking of the woman who's a Sota and the Kior, the basin that was in the Mishkan, from which the Kohanim used to wash their hands and their feet before they did the Avodah. So the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa brings a Targum Unklus on the Pasuk, Vasisa Kior Nechoshes, Vekanoi Nechoshes L'Rochza. What does L'Rochza mean? The simple pshat, L'Rochza means to wash your hands. But the Targum says, L'Kadesh, to sanctify. So when usually in the whole Torah, V'Rochza means wash your hand, wash. But here it says something else, you should make your hands holy. And not to prepare for holiness, but the act of washing your hands is itself holy. And that's what the mitzvah is called. When a kohen washes his hands and feet before he does the avodah, it's called not rechitza, washing, it's called kiddush, yadayim v'raglayim. He is sanctifying his hands and his feet. Now, what does it mean to sanctify his hands and his feet? So the Sefer Panim Yafeh says in Parshas Kisisa that sanctifying here means to prepare. Like it says, prepare yourself to learn Torah, because Torah is not an inheritance. You don't, if your father was the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, doesn't mean you're going to be. You have to learn. You have to put the effort in. You have to prepare yourself. By every mitzvah, Chazal tell us a person, in order to get from the mitzvah, you have to prepare yourself. For example, by Shabbos, it says, V'hechinu es asher yaviu. They should prepare. If a woman doesn't prepare cooking Erev Shabbos, there's nothing to eat for her or her husband or children on Shabbos. So you got to prepare. That's what Hashem said to Moshe. Matana tova yesh li bebeis kenazir. I have a very good gift in my treasure house. Ushabbos shmo. The name of the gift is Shabbos. Lech voidim. Tell the Bnei Yisrael that I have this gift. And from here we learn out that whoever gives a present to their friend, you're supposed to let them know. You don't, if you want to give a present to someone, you don't put it in their drawer or on their chair and just without a name, nobody knows who gave it. You're supposed to let them know, I'm giving you a present. So the simple understanding is, because the other person has a inyan of being makir tov, they should show their appreciation. You gave them a present, they should thank you. They should know who they have to thank. But the Panim Yafos learns that you should let them know that you're giving them a present, because they should prepare themselves. They should be ready to receive it. For example, Hashem said to Moshe, tell the people, Lech Elohim v'kidashtam, hayoyim u'machor, today and tomorrow, let them prepare themselves. I'm giving them a tremendous present. What's the present? Besides Shabbos, I'm giving them the whole Torah on Har Sinai. So v'kidashtam, they should sanctify, means they should prepare themselves in the right way. And that, he said, a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrei Chem Yisrael, blessed are you, the Jewish people. Lifne mi atem mitarim. Who, in front of who, do you make yourself pure by doing tshuva? Umi mitar eschem. And who is mitar you? Who purifies you? Avichem shebeshemayim. Your father in heaven. So the Sefer Panav Yafa says you have to read it like this. Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi. Before you get to the other part of the pasuk, which is mi mitar eschem. Who is mitar you? Avichem shebeshemayim. Lifnei mi. Before you get to Hashem, but what do you have to do? Lifnei mi, atem mitarim. Before you get to me, mitar eschem. Before you get that Hashem is mitar you, you have to put something in the pot. Atem mitarim, you have to make yourself tahor. Hashem doesn't do it automatically. You got to put something, you have to prepare yourself. So Rashi says on the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, "Leicha la'om v'kidashtem ayoyim u'machar," and they should wash their clothing. V'kidashtem, says Rashi, v'zimantem. You should prepare yourself. Sheyachinu atzmam ayoyim u'machar, and they should prepare themselves today and tomorrow. They're going to get the Torah. According to the Sefer Panim Yafes, it means they should make themselves holy. Means prepare yourself. So this is the idea when we're speaking about the kior, that the washing their hands, what did it do? Washing their hands is a preparation. Now, why do we say this in the davening in the morning in the karbonos? Why do we say it? We're not kohanim, so what do we say to parsha of kior? So the answer is we don't bring karbonos either. It's like when we speak, whoever reads about the parsha of a tamid or oila or any of the karbanos, it's like you brought it. So we're like a kohen. But Rabbi Schlesinger said, if we're like a kohen, why don't we read parsha tetzava also? Big day kuna. What clothing did the kohen wear? In other words, if we're pretending that we're kohanim, then pretend all the way that we should every day in davening, we should not only speak about the sacrifices that we bring. In other words, we are davening. Our tefillah is in the stead of what? Avoda. We don't have a base of Mikdash today. We have no karbonos. So our davening is like the avoda. So we're like kohanim. If we're like kohanim, and that's why we speak about the karbonos, why don't we at the same time speak about the big day kuna? So the answer to this is as follows. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tefillah, five things, Ma'akiv Tefillah, even if it's the right time to daven, you have to do five things to make sure that you're davening correctly. The first one is you have to be Matar your hands. And the Rambam says that this is not only, which means you have to wash your hands. This is not only this is not only Shachris, it's Mincha Marv also. But Shachris, the Rambam says, we don't do this, and we're going to learn why we don't do this. And in general, I have to say that this discussion, I don't know exactly how it applies to women. This part, we're going to speak about two things. How you wash hands for davening, and how you wash hands for eating. So washing hands for eating applies to women also. Women eat also. Now women daven also. So this is something I have, if I find out, I will let you know in a future shir. I have not been able yet to find out. But certainly it involves a man. According to the Rambam, a man on Shacharis is supposed to wash his hands and feet and face. And the Ravid, who disagrees many times with the Rambam, asks, I don't know why he has to do all that. All he should do is just wash his hands. No, the Ravid is asking on the Rambam. He's disagreeing with him. He says all you need is feet, is hands. Uh-oh. Now, what are they arguing about? So there's a Sefer Veshava Kayin. He says that the Rajva says, why do we wash our hands in the morning? Because every day we get up, we're like Hashem created us like a new creation every day. So we have to thank Hashem. And therefore, just like a Kayin, who is going to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he sanctifies his hands by washing them. So the same thing is that we have to do, we are like a kohen. So here's the point, here's the main point. We are not Kohanim. If we would be Kohanim, then we ask the question, why don't you speak about the big day kuna as well? What we're going to develop, the thought is that we are a Zar, we are a Yisrael, but we are doing as a Yisrael what a Kohen did in the Beis HaMikdash. But we are not Kohanim, we are Yisraelim. There is no Beis HaMikdash today. But just as a Kohen, when he did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, washed his hands as a preparation for, and as he didn't just walk off the street and walk in and start the Avodah, wait a second. Here's the key thing to the whole shiur. Wait a second. You have to prepare yourself. You have to stop for a second and prepare yourself. Wash your hands. Elevate yourself. Or by eating, we're going to get to su'u yedeichem kodesh. You're supposed to lift up your hands after you wash the tefillos yadayim. Lift them up. You're going to eat now. You're going to do something spiritual, even though it's physical. But you're supposed to try to attain holiness with your eating. The idea is, just like a Kohen prepares himself for it, he's going, it mentally, it makes him focus. You're not just walking out of the bus and into the Mishkan and start the Avodah. Wait a second. Prepare yourself. Wash your hands. You're going to do something holy now. So just like the Kohen and the Mikdash used to do that, that's what we do in the morning. We're like Kohanim. Not that we are pretending to be Kohanim, but as a Yisrael, we're doing today's Avodah. I'm doing Avodah wherever I am. If I'm in the OU, I'm doing Avodah. If I'm in any other place, I'm doing Avodah. I'm going to do Avodah today. So now that Hashem created me like a new creation, I'm going to wash my hands just like the Kohen did in the Avodah. However, there's another way of looking at it, that the reason you have to wash your hands is because yadayim askani, you say, during the night when you're sleeping, a person doesn't know where his hands are going. It might go to an area that is usually covered, where there is sweat, and therefore the hands like become tamei, and that's why you wash your hands. So the Ravid was of the opinion that that's the whole reason, because your hands are, you don't know where they are. There's a ruach. Okay, ruach atum is a different area, but it has to do, because this is for tefillah. That's a separate.
Are we talking about
that
just as soon as you wake up?
We're talking about for tefillah. Why for tefillah? So for tefillah, it's not because your hands touched areas where they shouldn't have touched, let's say. The Ravid holds that's the whole reason. That's why the Ravid says even in the morning for shacharis, all you have to do is wash your hands. The Rambam says, no, I'm like a kayin. And what did the Kohen do in the Beis HaMikdash? They used to wash their hands and their feet as well, perhaps their face also. So the Rambam says that you have to wash a lot more. Why do we don't go like the Rambam? We're going to see later. In practice, we don't wash our feet. Nobody washes their feet before they go to Davar. We're going to explain that in a few minutes. So now, the Tana de Baal Yo says that there's a remez to Netilas Yadayim that we have to do from the Torah. Where is that? From Moshe Aaron and his children, when they came into the Oil Moyed, it says, Vasisa Kior L'Rochza. L'Rochza, to wash, means for holiness, as we brought before. So the Tana de Baal Yo says that when a person washes their hands, they're fulfilling Viskadishtem, V'yisem kedoshim, and this is a mitzvah not only given to Kohanim, this is a mitzvah given to Yisraelim. And that's why he brings down the Tana de Baal Yo, Rabbi Gamliel used to eat chulin b'tahara, which means holy things you have to eat, truma, you have to eat, a kohen eats truma, it has to be tar. It can't be come in contact with any mace or any thing that would make it tummy. But Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm a Yisrael, but I also want to come to a high level. So he used to eat chulin, things that weren't sanctified, but he used to eat it with all the dinim of tahara, that it didn't come in contact with anything tameh. Why? V'amar l'talmidav. He said to his students, loy l'kohanim b'vad nitna kedusha. Holiness is not something just for a kohen. Ela l'kohanim l'levim l'yisraelim. It's given for kohanim, levim, and yisraelim, as it says, Kedoshim tiyu l'Hashem alikecha. And from here, Chazal said, now listen to this, Kol ha-mezalzel b'netilas yadayim, whoever is not careful with washing their hands before eating. Simen raloi, it's a bad simen. And go to the extreme, if a person would eat without washing their hands, u'mocha Hashem eshmoy mitachas Hashemayim, God forbid his name could be destroyed from the heaven. Why does this Aveira get such a terrible punishment? We're going to learn about it in a few minutes. The Gemara says in Soita, Daftal and Amid Beis, Kol ha-mezalzel b'netilas yadayim, for eating, Nekar min ha'olam, they are uprooted from the world. Kol ha'oicha b'li netilas yadayim, ki ilu bo'al eishas ish. Whoever was not careful with washing their hands, it's as if he did an Aveira with another man's wife. What is the comparison between not washing your hands and doing such a terrible Aveira? So the explanation is as follows. The Panim Yafri says that the Torah told Moshe Rabbeinu that there should be a kiyur for two situations. Bevoyom el oil moyed, when they come into the Mishkan where the menorah was. The oil moyed is where the menorah was, the shulchan was there, the Mizbeach HaZov was there, these three things were there. So as they come into the oil moed, what does that represent? That's avoda, that's tefillah. Today we don't have any avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, we have tefillah. That's your coming in front of Hashem. You're coming in front of Hashem, you got to wash your hands, you got to elevate yourself. Oy begishtam el mizbeach, or when they come close to the outside mizbeach, that was outside the Oel Moed, that mizbeach, that altar, because that represents eating. Shulchanoi shel adam in our time is mechaper on a person like a mizbeach. If a person eats the way he's supposed to eat, then it's a kapor like the mizbeach. So it's the same idea. Before davening and before eating, you have to elevate yourself. So now we have the answer. Why don't we wash our feet in the morning? The answer is because the feet represent real activity. The Kohen used to run in the Beis, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoda. We're not really bringing karbanas. It's like we're bringing karbanas. So since it's only like we're bringing karbanas, therefore we don't do what the Rambam says to wash our feet also. Feet, if we'd also wash our hands and our feet, then it would be like the real thing. But since it's only like it, so that's why the answer is why we only do our hands. And our mind is that we're doing something holy, but we're not actually doing it. That's why we don't do our feet. Now, the Chazal say, whoever eats without the tilis time is as if they had relationship with a harlot, with a zona. What's the connection? And they bring a pasuk, ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem, bread with a woman who's a zona. And the Chazal say the flip side, kol abo'al isha zona, whoever has a relation with a zona, l'sof mevakesh lechem, Hashem will make him a poor person. So the Panim Yafos in Parshas Toldah says, there was one person in the history who was very strongly against netilas yadayim. That person was Esav of Russia. V'ha'yadayim yedei Esav. Because Esav doesn't want to use his hands, se'u yedeichem kodesh. He doesn't want to elevate his food. He just came from a Naira Marasa. He had five Averis he did on that day when he appeared to Yaakov. And so the Parim Yafa says that Esav was a very big Talmud Chacham. He was a Russia, but he was a London. He was a smart guy. He comes into to Yaakov and he says, Halitaining am an Adam, Adam is like, give me that red stuff over there. So, in other words, he says, I don't want to wash. So Yaakov says, listen, we don't serve Mizonis rolls over here. We have to, it's bread, you have to wash, you're going to have to bench. And Rabbi Schlesinger said that Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, people look to be poirek oil. They want to take off the yoke of, he says it's like Zmiris on Shabbos. You bench once a week. On Shabbos, you bench. During the week, let's get Mizonis rolls. We don't skip the on the Tilos Yadayim, skip the benching. So now Esav says, wait a second, Yaakov, don't you know that if you don't touch the food, you don't have to wash. So therefore, stuff it down my throat. Then I don't have to wash and I don't have to bench. That was his Eitzah. Because Netilas Yadayim is the very opposite of the way that Esav runs his life. Now we spoke about the Eitz Hadas. We said in other words the link between Netilas Yadayim. We see a link that Netilas Yadayim, if a person is not careful, it's as if he did the worst averus of Znus. We see a Sota is from the same place she is checked where the Kayin washes his hands. Because one is the opposite of the other. The Kohen is washing his hands to elevate himself. The Sota is suspected of an Avera that she's not elevating her life, but rather she did something out of Taiva. So it's desire. That's why a person who's not careful in the Tulsi Yadayim means he's Pyrrhic oil. Okay, Mizonis role could be, first of all, I just want you to know, Halacha, Rabbi Belsky, and many Paiskim holds there no such thing as Mizonis role. Halacha. You have to wash on a Mizonis role. I'm not going to get into that. Rabbi Schlesinger is pointing out that even if you took a Mizonis role that everyone would agree is a Mizonis role, that you only have to make a Mizonis. But what you're doing is you're not letting yourself be sanctified. You're not letting yourself, you're depriving yourself from a ability to se'u yedeichem kodesh, to be the opposite of Esav, to be like Moshe. What won the war against Amalek, who came from Esav, it was Moshe's hands. When he lifted up his hands and the Jews davened to Hashem, it was Moshe's hands that won the war. Moshe is written, we ask the question, why is Moshe by the Kiyor, nowhere else? And why is the Kiyor a separate thing? And it's not part of Truman Tetzava. The answer is Truman Tetzava to Kahanim. The Kiyor, what it represents, is to Yisraelim. That's what Rabbi Gamliel told us, Talmidim. The Kedusha is not only for a Kayin. In the base of Migdash, he has certain halakas that he has to do. But a Kiyor is but the concept of a Kiyor is for every Jew. That's why the Kiyor is said in the Parsha of Karbanis. I'm not a Kayin, I'm not going to speak about Big Day Kuna, but I am a Jew who's searching for Kedusha. So the Kiyor is the opposite of what a Sota is suspected of, and that's why it comes to Mesakin the Eitz Hadas. What did Chava see in the Eitz Hadas? That it was Nechmad Lamara, V'chisava Uleinayim. It looked delicious. She wanted to eat it. That represents desire. So when a person washes his hands, the Karen Ira says that number one, you're masaking the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and you're telling Hashem that I'm not eating now for my own pleasure. I'm not going to lift up my hand except if it's the will of Hashem. I'm going to eat because it's mechazek my guf. It makes me strong to do Hashem's avoda. And on a deeper level, it's Mesakin, the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Why? Very simple. Because Eitz Hadas came through Taiva, desire, and Netilas Yadayim is Kedusha, the very opposite. So that's why if a person doesn't wash before they eat, so then they're Nekar and Oilim, they're taken away from the world. Why? Because when Hashem said, the day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas, what will happen? Mois Tamus. If you're going to let yourself into the taiva, the desire that's represented by the Eitz Hadas, and that's what you're not going to listen to Hashem, so then Chas V'Shalom, the person will die. So if a person is not careful in the Tilas Yadayim, which is to sanctify your eating, the opposite of taiva, so then the chet of the Eitz Hadas remains. That's why the person, Chas V'Shalom, could be lost from this world. And that's why if he doesn't eat with Netilas Yadayim, it's as if he did a terrible aver with an Eishes Ish. Because Eishes Ish is Taiva. Not eating without Netilas Yadayim is also Taiva. Now, we have to make a distinction. If a person eats fruit or eats vegetables, which are not Chayiv on Netilas Yadayim, they're not doing any aver. They're not letting themselves have the Kedusha. We have to, Esav is the pshat that he wanted to eat without Netilas Yadayim. If a person doesn't, al pi halach, is not mechuyev to, of course, nothing bad will happen to them. But they are not letting themselves get all the mitzvahs. Because if we say that netilas yadayim, not doing it, is so terrible, if you do netilas yadayim, then it's the opposite. Then you bring kedusha. And that's why it says, make a kir nechoshes two times, because it's trying to stress nachosh. The nachash is the same root word as nachosh, is copper. The kiyar is holiness, is sanctifying your eating. The copper there is to be mechaper on the nachash. The nachash wants to make your whole eating taiva. So the opposite is to do what the kiyar represents. Just one last point, then we'll conclude. On the kiyar, there was a picture of the kruvim that were on top of the arot. It was the face of a young boy and a young girl. It represents the chibur, the connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And it says over there that Hashem spoke to Moshe mibein shnei akruvim, from between the two kruvim. The front letter of these three words, Mem Shin Hei, Moshe. Mi Bein Shnei Hakruvim. In other words, Moshe, who brought Klal Yisrael to holiness, who gave them the water like a sota, we said, because he wanted to bring them to a high level, to be Mesakin the Chet. So if a person washes, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, you count it up, has 13 words in it. That represents, in last week's parsha, the 13 Midos HaRachamim. How can a person get to the 13 Midos HaRachamim? How can he get to the chibur, the connection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael? That's through what Moshe did to elevate the Jewish people, and that comes through Netilas Yadayim. So, as a result, we should definitely, it would be better not to eat Mizonos rolls, it would be better to wash and to bench, because if not, then there's something in it. We're certainly not letting ourselves have the kedusha that comes through lifting up our hands when we wash and proclaiming Su'u Yadeichem Kodesh. Lift up your hands. That I'm going to take some food now with my hands. I'm going to do it for the right reasons, the reasons of holiness.